Musician Mads Tolling lives in Albany, but he's played all over the world. He's a classically trained violinist and composer who loves jazz. His goal is to remind audiences that the violin is capable of playing all kinds of music. KLW's Jen Cheehan spoke with Tolling about using the basics as a point of departure.
How long have you been playing the violin? When did you start?
I started playing the violin when I was 6 years old. Initially, I was going by the Suzuki method, so I was kind of learning a lot by playing from ear with that method for about 5 years. And then after that, I kind of got into more conventional classical music. I was playing, you know, Mendelssohn violin concerto and Mozart violin concerto and Bach. And I guess at one point, I just had a desire to do something a little different. I mean, I love the classical music, but I had this urge to tap my feet when I played. You know, I couldn't help it when I was playing, like, Vivaldi's Four Seasons. I remember at the competition, like, I wanted to tap my feet, so I was kind of hiding it by tapping my feet just with my toe.
Yeah, what did your teachers think of that?
You know, they said you're not supposed to do that. And that makes sense in classical music. But actually, when you start playing jazz, which I eventually got into, that's you're supposed to tap your feet because you're keeping time. It's all based on the groove that you're playing within. It's a big part of that. And so, yeah, when I was about 14 years old, that's when I heard the music of Miles Davis. And I was out in the Far East Asia, and my dad gave me a cassette tape of Miles Davis playing Autumn Leaves. And that kind of changed my life, really. I mean, I keep telling this story, but it's really an important moment for me because I realized that this was the type of music, something just resonated within me. But of course,
Had you heard jazz before that?
I might have heard it, but it didn't.
It didn't touch you like that. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't. Probably, I just didn't really notice it, or I wasn't really aware of the powerful expression it could have. You know, and I think still to this day, Miles was one of the greatest. You know, jazz artists, and had an expression that was just nobody else had that. You know, on that level. And so, yeah, it just drew me in, and I had to figure out how am I supposed to do this on a violin, because it's not a trumpet. A violin is not considered a jazz instrument.
Even though violinists have been playing jazz or have been part of jazz for a long time.
For a long time,
people
yeah.
don't necessarily think of that first.
No, I mean, if you look at the old Ken Burns videos about, you know, the history of jazz, you see back in the 20s and you see a lot of jazz violinists playing jazz. There was a lot of that because, you know, that was before the saxophone, and so the violin could compete. But once you got the saxophone in the mix, it was just way louder, and it kind of took the violin out of the mix a little bit when that came around, and people started feeling the violin is kind of thin sounding. You know, doesn't have the sort of the low register of a nice smooth tenor sound, but it has something else to offer.
You were saying you had to figure out how to get to the sound that you loved through the violin.
Right. Yeah, it's the case with instruments where you're using them in a style that's not usually seen with the instrument. You don't have as many role models as, say, a saxophone, you know, Charlie Parker, John Coltrane, household names like that. With violin, it's a lot fewer all of a sudden.
I'm speaking with violinist and composer Mads Tolling. So you play jazz now, and you started as a classical musician. What are some of the differences in how you actually use your instrument?
So if I'm going to think about playing jazz and playing within rhythm, I have a lot of different ways I can do that. You know, in fiddle music, which is very famous, you have something called the shuffle bow. It goes like this. What I'm doing there is I'm basically, instead of playing all the notes, you know, I'm basically constantly moving the bow back and forth, creating kind of what's called a shuffle bow. So demonstrate this simply using one note. So I'm playing all the notes. So basically, I have a grid of eighth notes, right? And by accenting certain, some of those eighth notes, not equally, then you feel this groove, mm-hmm. and you feel like you want to dance, you want to move your, you know, your body to the music.
Is it analogous to how someone strums a guitar?
That's exactly right.
And you accent the certain.
See, if I didn't do that, or if I just did the shuffle bow. Right. Then you start not having a groove like in Vivaldi, right? You know, those kind of things where you're playing all the notes.
So it doesn't swing. It doesn't make you want to dance
the same
way. It
doesn't make you want to dance the same. It makes you want to dance, but it's...
In more of a square minuet type
of way. Right, it's more kind of like 18th century, right?
Right.
The other thing that I like to do is something called a chop, which is actually done at the frog of the bow. The shuffle bow is done for those violin experts, are done at the tip of the bow. So the chop is done at the frog, and it's a percussive sound that is very short and choppy in nature. See, by itself, it doesn't sound like much, but once you start integrating this is a down chop, and now the up. Again, you start creating that groove, and then you add notes to it, it can sound something like this.
You've been working on this new project you're calling Mads Tolling and the Mads Men, where you play music of the Mad Men era from the 50s and 60s. Tell me more about that. What is it and where did the idea come from?
I love the period of the 60s, this golden age that you hear about. I think nowadays you listen to, you know, some movie music or some TV show music, maybe not as memorable as say, the Pink Panther, Mission Impossible, The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. But not only film music or TV, we also do, some of the hits from the 60s.
I saw a clip online of you playing the Beatles' Blackbird. Is
right.
that something that's in the show also?
That's right. Yeah, I have a solo version of that. And I was just thinking about that. That, you know, ties a little bit in what we're talking about with classical music and using techniques from that, because I do use sort of an arpeggio technique in playing that particular arrangement. I could play it a little bit.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Thank you.